So what are you hoping for right now in your life? What drought do you have going on that has you hoping for rain and feeling just a bit sorry for yourself all at the same time? Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet and welcome again to Fresh. We often travel through wildernesses in life that we never have chosen for ourselves. God has this funny habit of leading us into those places to do things in our hearts, to clean out the blockages, to knock off the rough edges, to soften the bits that have grown hard. And the best place for him to do that, as things turn out, is in a drought or a famine or a wilderness. A bit like Israel, a three-year drought announced through the prophet Elijah. 3 long years. But when God was ready, well, let's take a look. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 44. The seventh time the servant came back and said, I saw a small cloud the size of a man's fist that was coming in from the sea. Elijah told the servant, go and tell King Ahab to get his chariot ready and go home now. If he does not leave now, the rain will stop him. God foreshadowed the end of that long drought with a tiny little wisp of cloud. Yes, sometimes God leads us into difficult places that seem to go on forever. But from time to time, he'll send small signs like that tiny little cloud to give us hope. And yet all too often, we're too busy feeling sorry for ourselves even to notice them. So the next time you find yourself in one of those difficult places, keep an eye out for that tiny little cloud, because that flood tide of blessing will come at a time and in a way that perhaps you least expect. Don't ignore that tiny cloud. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Our God is a God of hope, and when we receive his word into our hearts, he breathes that hope into us in a way that nothing else can. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.